The man addressed him in Spanish.
Who are you? Why kill us?
Why do you kill?
Said Obregón.
For money.
He pulled the trigger. He pressed his pistol into the right hand of the dead man. Then he went out and moved to another car. Before too long, they would be arriving in the Gare du Nord. Chapter 36. Santa Maria de los Montañas. The town meeting was held in the church, with Father Gomez presiding. At the end, he said, "You have all heard the arguments for allowing the archaeologists to excavate the stronghold, and all the reasons not to permit it. You will each take a piece of paper and write si or no, and put it in the collection box." The people lined up and voted. When they had finished, Father Gomez, Dr. Huerta, and Andreas, the new mayor, counted the votes. The town had voted overwhelmingly to allow Dr. Kane's team to dig. In the morning, at 7, the members of the expedition were joined by Father Gomez at the head of a delegation from the town. As they started the long climb up the narrow path, Father Gomez said, "Dr. Kane, there are things you need to know, and this is my first chance to tell you. You know this place is sacred to the local people. The ones buried up there are not strangers, they're ancestors. They were the rulers of the city of Kishchent, and the survivors of a great war against the city about 30 miles to the east in about 790 A.D. When it became apparent that they were terribly outnumbered and losing, they gathered a group of loyal warriors, along with the most valuable things they owned. They carried them here."
"You mean this was to be their last stand?"
"Exactly. They built a fortified watchtower where the church is now. Then they brought their people up on the plateau and built a stronghold there. When the enemy came, the stronghold held. But people died and were buried up there, and precious objects were buried with them. Weapons, ornaments, everything that was of great value to them."
"So what's up there is all from a war of the classic period?"
"Not all of it. 200 years later, in the 950s A.D., the people of the city had to retreat to the stronghold again. Events played out roughly the same. The place was too steep, too high, and too well defended to fall. Eventually, the people returned to their city. Later, when Spanish soldiers came near, the people of Alta Verapaz fought them savagely and held them off. But as a precaution, the people brought what was most precious to them and their culture up to the stronghold."
David Kane said, "And nobody has ever dug here."
"No," said Father Gomez. "A few have tried. The people of the town killed them. Time passed. The people accepted Christianity. The watchtower was torn down, and the stones used to build the church. The world forgot the little it ever knew about this place. But the people never forgot any of it."
Kane said, "I can see they're very protective."
"Be aware that they've decided to trust you because they love Sam and Remy Fargo and would do anything that they asked. Don't ever let the people think you aren't living up to what you promised and respecting their ancient kings. You would not last a day."
The group reached the top of the plateau where they could see the fortifications along the rim and the burial mounds of the kings.
Kane's attention was drawn to the mound that had been opened 100 years ago and reopened by the Fargos. There were rows of large pots with lids that appeared to have been sealed. Kane knelt beside one, but Father Gomez touched his shoulder.
"Wait."
Kane stood up, looking at him inquisitively. Father Gomez said, "I haven't gotten to the end. What I had promised the people I would prepare you for. Each time the people of the city fled up here, they brought all of their greatest treasures with them.
obsidian weapons, jade and gold ornaments, precious pottery, it's all here. But what was most valuable and important to them were their books. Books. Old Mayan books, like the one you and Sam and Remy had. Cain contained himself, although to Sam and Remy he looked as though he might faint. Do you know if any might have survived? I've only seen a few that were opened by the man executed in the tomb, and they survived very well, probably because of the altitude. But the number is certainly in the hundreds. When the old Mayans brought their books here, they carried them sealed in these pots. There are 143 pots in this tomb alone. Some of the other tombs might contain more books, all sealed in pots to protect them. So, whatever Sarah Allersby took, it was nothing compared to what she was not permitted to take. Father Gomez moved past the dead man and the jars and led Cain into the burial chamber, where the bones of the king, adorned with gold and jade, lay on the slab of limestone. "There's one more thing you should see," he said. "Help me move this man and his stone." When Cain hesitated, he said, "It won't disturb the remains. We've done it before." Father Gomez, Cain, and Sam Fargo pushed aside the heavy stone where the king's bones rested to reveal a chamber beneath. Cain shone his flashlight into the dark space. The light that reflected back was the familiar gleam of gold. Molded statues of gods and men and animals, beaten gold breastplates and headpieces, bracelets, anklets, earrings, nose ornaments. It was a room full of gold, and with it were jade axes and plates, earplugs, beads, ceremonial spearheads in a variety of colors from dark green to blue to white, all carved and polished expertly by artists long dead. Cain said, "This is astounding. Nothing like this has been found anywhere in the Mayan world." "It will be again," said Father Gomez. "I'm told that each of the mounds was the tomb of a great king, and each king felt he had to bring his city's treasures here to preserve them from enemies. And each of the tombs has a secret room dug beneath it, guarded by the king's body. You'll see them all." "The people of the town have decided to let us excavate and study the whole complex." "Yes, they have," said Father Gomez. "Part of it is their gratitude to the Fargos for saving their lives and their home, and part of it is the Fargo's promise." "What promise?" Cain turned to look at Sam and Remy. Remy said, "We said we'd help them build a museum in Santa Maria de los Montañas to display, preserve, and protect what's found here." Sam said, "That way, the world will learn about this place, but the remains of the kings and their treasures won't have to be permanently removed. Pieces can go out on long-term loans to museums and universities all over the world, but they will always belong here, with the descendants of the people who carried them here." This is Scott Brick. We hope that you've enjoyed this production of The Mayan Secrets by Clive Cussler and Thomas Perry. This program was executive produced by Patty Peruse and produced by John McElroy. The Mayan Secrets is a production of Penguin Audio, a member of Penguin Group USA, Inc. Copyright 2013. All rights reserved. The book, The Mayan Secrets, is available wherever G.P. Putnam's Sons books are sold.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.